Ready, Freddy? All
Ready.
right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Being Yourself podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Being Yourself podcast. This is your host, Andres Intro. And today I have a very special guest, and I'm so excited to be able to have this episode because truth must be told that the creation of this podcast could not have happened without the individual that I have the pleasure of inviting onto this episode. So I am so excited. This is one of the greatest person I've ever met in my entire life, and I am so honored and grateful to have this person in my life, to continue to have this person, and call. Not only are they a dear friend and to me, but they're also like family and much more than I could speak. But anywho, without further ado, Magda, welcome to the Being Yourself podcast.
Thank you, Andres. That's so sweet of you. And touche, I feel the same way. And I'm very honored. This is my first podcast ever. So hopefully it's not the last. And I'm really excited.
Yeah, no, and definitely does not have to be the last. I hope that there's many more. Who knows? You're going to be famous. You were just on a karaoke commercial, and now you're on my podcast. Who knows? Things are just going to happen. That's the way it works for you sometimes, you know?
Yeah, the world's our oyster.
Absolutely. It sure is. No, but I am so excited to be speaking with you. And I think this is going to be a very different podcast from all the other ones that I've done because just want to have conversation. I've known so much about you, and I just kind of just... We'll just talk and go with it and have some fun with this episode. But for those of you listening and were wondering, you know, the creation of this podcast, and I remember during the pandemic that I think that I was just kind of going crazy. I was in Massachusetts and I was trying to figure out something to do, and I was working from home. Everything was locked down. And I was like, you know what? I think I want to do a podcast. And the podcast came to fruition, the name specifically, because of you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I just like to be creative. And I actually don't really exactly remember how I thought of the name, but I actually remember now a little bit. So I know you love coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you would like to open up your own coffee shop one day.
Yeah.
Your connoisseur. And then... You wanted the podcast to be about being true to yourself, and you want to be like a little bit quirky.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought of being yourself.
Yeah, it's it's fantastic. No, I think that's one of the coolest things that you have, to be honest, you know, that you have that capability. You're always creative. You always want to come up with your own things. And I think since I've met you, you've gone through different phases where you've wanted to create a makeup line, alcohol kind of thing, and all these different things, and making up something new. And I think that's one of the coolest things about you, how creative you are with all those kind of things in general.
Thank you. And a beach chair.
Oh, yeah, the beach chair. That's right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, none of those things came to fruition yet, but
maybe
one
it's
day I'll hone it down.
Yeah, maybe it's just those are just not it. Yeah, right. It's maybe it's yeah. Out there in the universe, and it just hasn't fallen on your lap yet. But it's circulating.
Exactly.
Yeah. One of these days it'll happen. But then just don't forget about me. You know, we can definitely be business partners.
Of course.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. No, because you know, we've known each other for, oh my God, since 2013, I think it was.
I think so.
Something around there. We worked in in cosmetics, and that's how we met. We were both working at Lord & Taylor at that time. And I think even we even had the chance, not only did we work together at one location, we actually worked together at two different locations at one point. And within the cosmetics industry.
We were already business partners before.
I know. Look at that. So we can just continue. Yeah. Continue being business partners. We already have the experience. We get along. We know what to do. You're creative. I am very big on just kind of the back end, and I want to do all the paperwork and do all the other crazy stuff. And I can be your the project manager or whatever. And then you go out there, you speak to the clients, speak to the people, because I feel like that is definitely one of the things that I admire a lot about you, is the way you are with just talking to people, and you can sell anything. I mean, I've seen you sell things, and the way you speak to customers and the clients about any product. I mean, even when I was working in cosmetics and did sales, I could never get it to the way that you do it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, when I like something, I think it's really easy to sell something that you believe in and like. So, I don't know, I guess it's like a natural talent. But I think you were really good at it as well. You were very artistically inclined. So I remember when you did people's makeup, you were amazing. Like, you really have talent and you're very artistic. But people appreciated that about you. But I think we both brought different things to the table. And speaking of bringing things to the table, I'll never forget how when we first met and we worked together, you were at the Chanel counter and I was at the Bobbi Brown counter. You used to always come up to me and like scare me and startle me. It was so funny. And I used to scream out loud because I'm not scared of things, but I get startled easily because I'm kind of like, I don't know, kind of like a daydreamer. A little bit, I remember he used to always come up to me and like try to scare me and startle me, and I'd scream in the middle of the store. It was so funny. So it was always so much fun to be around you.
Well, I'm glad that you at least appreciate that, because I scare Pablo all the time and he hates it. But do you remember the time that I put that bubble wrap on the floor? And
yes, I'm actually gonna say that.
You opened the door and all of a sudden you just stepped on the bubble wrap, and I think you made a huge scream. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I think that's April Fool's Day. Yeah, and I opened the office door and I stepped inside, and it sounded like there was a million gunshots, but it was just me stepping on bubbles. Wrap. Yeah, that was so funny.
Yeah, it was.
That was a good one.
Good times. And we're still having good times. We were just in Costa Rica celebrating your birthday. I can't believe, you know, and that it just happened so fast. I was like thinking about it today, actually, when I got home from work, and I'm like, oh man, I need another vacation. And I'm just like, I was just on a vacation.
I know. I feel like it went by so fast. It's like a dream. I can't even believe it.
I know. But we certainly had a lot of fun. We really did. We enjoyed it.
Yeah. And so thank you for coming to Costa Rica.
Yeah, it's always good company. You know, we always had a good time together. And I can't forget, because when we're, you know, thinking about the podcast and knowing each other, you know, the music for the podcast was actually created by your father.
Yeah, Lester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was so awesome to be able to have someone that, you know, made it. And not only are they someone just, not only are they just a, you know, person, but there's someone important and special in my life, and that are also special to someone who is special in my life. So it was just so awesome to, not only do I have you here talking to you and helping me in creating the podcast, but your father played a big role in the music of it.
Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely his pleasure and our honor. And we would do anything always to support you. And I'm so excited for your future. And yeah, we love it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, well, no, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, the sentiment is goes both ways. And, you know, I've always been here to support you. And one of the things that I have always also admired about you is your the way you are in terms of, I don't know, you just have this positive influence and you have this positive mindset, and you are a person that just does what they want to do, and you don't, you know, give a crap about anybody else in terms of telling you what to do. And you have this drive, and even during moments of uncertainty, you know, when you decided to move to Florida and during the middle of the pandemic, and I'm here thinking you're crazy that you wanted to move in the middle of the pandemic, and here you are packing it up, you know, saying, I am getting the heck out of here, you know, the heck with Connecticut, and I'm out. And you have this way of just kind of making things happen, in a sense. I don't know what it is, and if it's just kind of manifesting that positive, you know, what you put out into the world comes back, or if you, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's one of those things about you that I just admired about you. And have you always been that way? Do you feel like that's just always been your personality, or do you think over the years?
Yeah. I feel like I've always been that way. I've always been very, ever since I was a little girl, I was always very daring, very adventurous, and very courageous, and like, kind of like an adventure seeker. So that was like in my natural nature. And I feel actually the older I get, the less I am like that. That's why I like to go on vacations and like do things once in a while to remind me of like, you know, to like step outside the box and take risks. And even if it's like in a fun way, like, you know, jumping off of a catamaran into the middle of the ocean, you know, it's like little things like that that push you and kind of motivate you and give you more spice to your life that remind you you're alive. But for big decisions like that, to like move out of Connecticut to Florida during probably the worst time ever in the United States history, during the biggest pandemic we ever had in our life, when there was no certainty, that was like the biggest risk I ever took in my life. And I was definitely scared, but I just felt like I always follow my intuition. And I just said to myself, there's never going to be a good time. It's now or never. I'm going to do it. My intuition is telling me to do it. And I just did it. And I had, and I think that's the reason why I always feel kind of like safe, in lack of better terms. I always feel like kind of safe asking on the decisions I decide to take, because I listen to my intuition and it never steers me wrong. And I feel like that's kind of like a forgotten trait, or like a forgotten, I don't know, like a something that is like no one really pays attention to anymore these days, because we're so distracted with life and like social media and like our thoughts and, you know, the daily grind. People like don't stop and listen to their intuition, which everyone has. And some people are just tuned into it more than others. Some people like don't even know it's there, or ever think about it, or realize they have intuition. But I found it to be the most important thing in my life is my intuition. And I just always listen to it, even if myself in my own mind, I think I'm crazy. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm so crazy. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this. But then my intuition tells me, no, like, just do it. You'll be fine. So I always just let go of my ego, listen to my intuition, and follow that. And it has never steered me in the wrong way. And so, yeah, I moved from Connecticut during the beginning of the pandemic. I had no job in Florida. I didn't know anyone in Florida. Didn't have much money, probably like 3 months of savings. So I moved down with nothing. I just rented an Airbnb. And everything was like shut down, you know, and I just hoped for the best that I would find a job and a place to live and the things would be okay. And then they turned out to be great and it's the best move I ever made. And I still can't believe I did it, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah. And you found a job. Yeah. You got a job literally 4 days after you got here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to think about it when, you know, moving, didn't have a place to stay. I mean, the Airbnb, but the Airbnb was only temporary, right? And no actual job offers, no actual. And all of a sudden, 4 days into Florida and you have a job offer. I mean, it's things like that. And I get your point in terms of listening to your intuition or kind of people, you know, losing that of themselves. But I think that's also a society thing because, you know, I feel that as a society, we put so much pressure on making sure that you're doing the right decisions. Oh, you cannot leave a job like that. Or you cannot do this because the uncertainty. Oh, you need to make sure that, you know, you have all of these different things, you know, do things the right way. Because I struggle with that. I feel that you inspire me in many ways because I am in many ways the opposite of you in terms of that, right? I'm always thinking, if I go anywhere, if I'm going to do something, okay, what are the implications of this? And what's going to happen if I do this? Okay, if we do this, what's going to happen, right? And I'm always thinking and I will continue to go over and over and over and over. Because, you know, I just feel like that's what I need to do. And it also has to do with my upbringing too. But I get what you mean, because I think that as a society, we need to go back, or at least we need to incorporate or listen to our instincts, listen to our desires and what we really want to do, and not let fear be, you know, the motivating or the driving force to our decisions that we're making, and just letting the, you know, sometimes change is scary, and making decisions, taking that risk, it's okay. And there's always going to be a way to figure it out, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I kind of feel like the way I think is like no risk, no reward. And I always think about, when, you know, the only guarantee in life is death, which is true, and taxes. So, I always think about, when I'm lying on my deathbed, I don't want to be regretting not doing the things, taking the chances in my life to do the things that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I always try to make it a habit to try to do the things that I always wanted to do, like do it now. Don't wait. The future is not guaranteed. Live in the moment, live in the now. Because I don't want to be, you know, dying, when I'm old and saying like, oh, I should have done this. Why didn't I do this? I didn't do that. Like, so I always try any opportunity I have, I always try to take it. Even if I fail, I'd rather know that I tried to do something and I didn't succeed or didn't work out than never have taken the opportunity at all. So that's kind of the way I think about it. And then also I think there's a big difference between listening to your intuition and actually acting on it. Because a lot of people, they have like a feeling, but they're like, oh yeah, that's why I feel this way, but they don't ever do anything about it. They just like let it pass. They don't act on it. So I feel like it's important not only to listen to your intuition, but to actually do something about it. So I feel like there's like a big difference. Kind of in that aspect. And then I also was born in Poland. So my parents, they kind of inspired me throughout my life because it was communism back then when I was born in 1984. So everyone knows how old I am now. But my parents, they took a big risk and they They escaped Poland and they moved to Italy, you know, communism, and then they had to make their journey to the United States. And I was like a little baby and it was a big risk for them. And they took that risk. So I feel like they sacrificed their life for me and did all these things. So if they could do it, you know, anyone can do it. It's just a matter of will. So that always motivated and inspired me that, you know, like what they did for me. So I feel like I could do that for myself, you know. So that was always a factor in the back of my mind as well.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. And I'm glad that you brought up, you know, your parents and that risk that your parents took. Because I always feel like there's something, the way that we are and in many respects has to do with our upbringing, our surroundings, our environment in many ways, right? And those who are around us. And so I always wonder too, you know, what provokes people to do something in certain ways and the way that they are. And so it's interesting to put two and two together with you and the way that you are with taking those risks and being that go-getter and just living life and seeing how your parents also had to take a major risk to be able to live a different life, to be able to provide for their daughter. So I think it's cool. And in many ways, that's probably a reason that has inspired you to live your life, because you saw your parents also having to do the same thing and taking those risks in order for them to have a different life that they didn't even know was what was going to happen and what was going to come out of it.
Yes, exactly. So what they did was way harder than what I did. They moved across the world, they didn't speak the language, they had a little baby, they had like one suitcase and like $50 with them, you know. So for me, moving from Connecticut to Florida was definitely a lot more, you know, easy, I think, than what they have to go through. But
yeah, it always makes me, you know, I always think about, and it's not, I'm not going to go into a political conversation because it's, and I'm not taking any sides to one or the other about, you know, immigration and migrants coming here to the United States. But it is interesting in terms of, you know, when you think about it, at the base level of when people make those type of decisions, they're making those decisions. It's not an easy decision. It's a very difficult decision. And it's a decision that has a lot of risks, but they're making it because they feel like that is the best thing that they can do for themselves. And I think that just thinking in general for anyone who's trying to think about any type of decision, and it's always recollecting on if that's something that you want to do, why do you want to do it? And if taking that risk and not letting that fear again, you know, control it for themselves.
Yeah.
I love it. And again, I think it's very admirable. And you know, you're still making decisions and still taking risk. And I think one of the, Florida has been great. And, you know, I followed after you, and I was here with you for 14 weeks after you moved in. And if it wasn't for you and seeing that experience, and this is the type of impact that you have on others, because we also have to remind ourselves and the impact that we have on others in many perspectives. And for me, you've had a tremendous impact, and I wouldn't be here in Florida if it wasn't for you and me helping you throughout that journey to get here to Florida, and seeing, you know, seeing how you did it, seeing that it is possible. Because for a long time, I just had that fear of moving to Florida, or I just wasn't sure. I was just like, I don't know. And I you know, it took me a long time to get to Florida. Even after you moved, and I think it was what, 7 months or so after you moved?
Yeah, that's not that.
No, it's not that long, but you know, in throughout that time, I mean, I was applying to places left and right every day. And I didn't even know where I was going to end up, but here I am.
Yeah. And I'd also like to thank you for helping me with Florida, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been able to do it, you know, by myself. So I thank you so much for helping me move down and, you know, being by my side throughout the whole journey and, you know, supporting me and moving. And you literally helped me from A to B, and I really appreciate it. I feel like I still owe you, like, for the rest of my life for helping me with that. So thank you so much. I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, who knows? Maybe you could have. But I think in life, I think that everything in a way happens for a reason, I think, right? I think certain people, certain situations come into your life at a certain time, moment, or place, right? And I always feel that there's a reason. There's always a reason why these happen. You know, whether some people might think of it as just happenstance or, oh, it just happened to be that happened, you know. So there's also those who say there is no such thing as coincidence or anything like that, right? Things are emotion in the world. Things are emotion in this universe, and things are just happening. And who knows? Maybe that is what happens. Maybe that is how things are just in motion for you, and things just happen. It could be maybe because you speak it into existence. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think everything happens for a reason, even if we have no idea for which reason or why or how or when or who or where. But I think everything is like an intricate spider web. And for some reason, somewhere, somehow, things happen for a reason. And you might not know it ever in our entire life. But I think there's a reason behind everything. Like, even the good times, the bad times, I think every person you meet, every little thing that happens in everyone's life is just meant to be, happens for a reason. It's what it is, and we decide it's our choice how we're going to handle whatever situation we're in.
To the Being Yourself podcast.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I don't know why this is playing. Give me 1 second. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh my Lord Jesus. I don't know why that's playing. It's okay. I'll end up cutting it out. That's so funny. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'll end up cutting that out. Okay. Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think that we should be more mindful of just, it's okay, things happen, and there's always something positive to every situation, even when it feels like it's a negative moment or feels like a hardship moment. I think there's always a reason why, and you learn from those experiences, right? Those experiences make you who you are and continue to grow. And I think as individuals, we have to always continue to grow. We have to always challenge ourselves. We have to always take risks and you know, be you. Find, go through that journey, because I don't, you know, and I think you and I feel the same sentiment that there is no end in terms of the journey of ourselves, right? It is a journey. We have to go through it. We continue learning. We continue growing, and you're never going to be, I don't know. You know it all about yourself. You're never going to be perfect. You're never going to reach, I don't know, whatever it is that you think you're going to be. You just have to continue growing.
Yes, I agree. And I also forgot to mention from before, when you helped me move to Florida, I remember I made t-shirts. It was really funny. And our t-shirt said, "Get me out of here, 2020.
They said, "Yeah, get me out of here, 2020.
Yeah, get me out of here, 2020. So like, we both had the same t-shirt on, and then we stopped at all these gas stations and the hotel, and all these places along the way, and everyone loved it. It was great. I think we even got like some free food at one of the gas stations.
I thought it was Dunkin'
or something.
Donuts. Wasn't it a Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really great. I thought that was funny. I still have my t-shirt. Do you have yours?
Yeah. Yeah. I still have my t-shirt.
Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah.
It's actually one of my favorite t-shirts. Yeah. It's so funny though. Cause I love the t-shirt. One, I mean, obviously it has a really cool reference and a good history to it, or, you know, emotional tie to it, but it's also comfy. I love it. It's just such a good t-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember that. So we did that. It was hilarious.
It was great. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. So, you know, and we're going to continue on, and I'm so excited to just continue, seeing your journey and, continuing our journey together and yeah, living life and, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you because you are, as always, you're always growing and developing your knowledge and your career, and I feel like you're doing so amazing in St. Petersburg, and you're starting a whole new chapter in your life, and I just want to make the prediction right now live that I think Andres is going to be the next governor. Yeah. I think he should be. So anyone, if this ever happens in the future, I'm the first one to predict it.
Well, yeah.
Live. because I think you should be. And I think you're very impactful. And I just feel it a little bit. So I want to throw that out there.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I don't know about governor, but I definitely I try every day to, you know, be the best and help people as much as I can and support others. That's what I do.
Yes.
But,
and I think you're so good that you can make an impact community-wide, which I feel like you're already doing already. So good job.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, again, it has been a pleasure having this conversation with you. And even though we converse all the time and we hang out and all that stuff, but it's just nice to have you and reflect on some of our experiences and tell it to the world out there who's listening and to continue, you know, if there's any key takeaways from this conversation, for those of you listening, you know, follow your instincts, take risks, and don't let fear be your driving force to not doing, what you want to do. So thank you so much for taking the time to having this conversation with me.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure, and I can't wait to chat again soon.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Bye, everyone.
Bye.